This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm worker housing bill draws skeptics. Methane bill flames out. Dueling farm bills, plenty of detail, no agreement. Farm workers divided over housing bill. Assembly member Joaquin Arambula of Fresno is pushing to open housing year-round for migrant farm workers. Since 1965, the state has offered temporary housing and child care for 6 months, with the option of extending it to 9. Currently, 24 centers house about 7,000 farm workers and family members each year. To qualify for housing, the following year, farm workers must move 50 miles away for at least 3 months. Arambula called that policy outdated and said it devastates the children of farm workers by interrupting the school year. AB 2240 would lift that cap and prohibit housing authorities from limiting the occupancy period for any farm worker housing. 4 farm worker groups are sponsoring the measure, but some farm workers fear it could lead to less overall housing availability. One advocate who has lived in farm worker housing for more than 20 years pointed out that the facilities lack adequate heating. She urged lawmakers to instead spend resources on workforce development programs. Biomethane bill flames out. Senator Henry Stern of Canoga Park has pulled a bill that would have singled out methane in state code as separate from natural gas. Bioenergy producers worry that would have caused, quote, extreme confusion and set back efforts to reduce emissions from dairies and landfills. A Senate committee raised alarms that it could have serious impacts on emergency responses for large oil and gas leaks. Meanwhile, the Assembly Ag Committee has blocked another methane bill from advancing just weeks after it surfaced. AB 2870 proposed to prohibit the Air Resources Board from incorporating avoided emissions into its calculations for carbon intensity, effectively ending carbon credits for dairy digesters. Dozens of ag and energy groups argued that would lead to an abrupt halt in investments for digesters and shut down existing ones, reversing progress on the state's climate goals. Remember, in January, Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura had unsuccessfully attempted to bar hydrogen producers from using biomethane derived from dairy digesters. A lot of details, but farm bill standoff remains. We know a lot more about where the House and Senate are headed on their respective farm bills, but we don't appear to be anywhere closer to a breakthrough in the partisan impasse. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson released a broad summary yesterday of what's going to be in the bill the panel will consider on May 23rd. Then later, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow released a much more detailed 94-page section-by-section summary of her bill, the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act. Now keep in mind, it's hard to compare the two bills due to the lack of detail in Thompson's summary, and Stabenow hasn't released the actual text of hers either, but there are plenty of potential flashpoints, including their treatment of conservation programs and the nutrition title. Stabenow's bill would make conservation programs permanent, exempting from the need for reauthorization. She also wants to impose a $700,000 adjusted gross income limit for commodity program payments on individuals and legal entities. Thompson's bill would include provisions to prevent states from regulating animal welfare outside of their own borders. By the way, Thompson had this to say to reporters who asked about Stabenow's bill. Quote, "I've not gotten a chance to read it yet. I am meeting with her next week. I'm told by one group that met with her and looked at it and that it was completely different from what we're doing, but I'll make my own judgment." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Stabenow, no plan to move the bill. Stabenow's not scheduled committee action on her farm bill proposal. She said it's intended instead as a starting point for negotiations. What she didn't say is that her draft also gives Democrats of the House and the Senate a bill to rally around, some political cover, if you will, as House Republicans try to peel off some Democratic votes in the committee. Stabenow said, quote, "I think there'll be broad Democratic support for this." Thompson insists rural Democrats are taking a political risk if they oppose his bill. He said, quote, "Well, there's a lot of folks that are not going to win a re-election, honestly, because you don't want to be from farm country of either party and vote against this farm bill." Peterson, "Republicans are wasting their time." Former House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota told AgriPulse Noah Wicks yesterday that neither proposal can win bipartisan support. He doesn't think Thompson's bill will advance beyond the Ag Committee, leaving the impasse to linger. "You need to understand there are no farm districts left on the Democratic side. That's the problem. There are no members that are in districts where the farm vote is enough to make a difference in their elections," he said. Peterson says it's still possible a bill could pass in the lame duck session at the end of the year, depending on the outcome of the election. But he added, quote, "If I had to guess, by the end of the year, we're probably looking at another one-year extension." Biden climate advisor, U.S. has enough critical minerals for EVs. United States has enough critical minerals to support the surge in electric vehicle production that will be needed to meet the Biden administration's climate goals. That the word of White House climate advisor Ali Zaidi. He told reporters at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Washington Watch event on Wednesday. "You look at the Salton Sea for so long, left out of economic opportunity," he said, "of the water body in Southern California. We believe there's lithium supply there, potentially for the whole nation, maybe more. And it's a supply that we think can be extracted in a very non-disruptive way." Zaidi also trumpeted the administration's SAF announcement on Tuesday, saying the president announced tax policy to really put wind in the sails of sustainable aviation fuel. Well, here's today's She Said It. "Recent cyber attacks on water systems underscore the urgency of increased and coordinated action to protect public health and the environment." That the word of EPA Deputy Administrator Janet McCabe. White House this week issued a new national security memorandum that designates cybersecurity and climate change as threats to the nation's water infrastructure. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.